Where will I sleep tonight? Am I going to eat today? These are some questions no one should have to think about. From UNCG, this is a Service Partner Podcast. I'm Courtney Childers. Nearly 12,000 people are homeless in North Carolina. 610,042 people total in the United States are homeless, 35% of which have no shelter whatsoever, and 10% are veterans, alongside with 11% are victims of domestic violence. Greensboro Urban Ministry is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, and they fight to house and feed as many people in poverty as they can. But their service does not stop there. They also have services to help many with financial aid, tutoring for school-age kids, as well as they host food drives so families in need can come and get canned goods. As stated from their Facebook page, not only does Greensboro Urban Ministry provide crisis intervention and emergency services through the basic needs of food, shelter, and clothing, but they also help many individuals and families break the cycle of poverty, hunger, addiction, and homelessness. Greensboro Urban Ministry is a place where ending homelessness begins. Homelessness was first documented in 1640. As stated from Downtown Congregations to End Homelessness, or DCEH for short. In that time period, people believed that there was a character flaw within the homelessness, and that God would provide for them if they didn't have the flaw. Why do you think that people back then determined or assumed a character flaw instead of flaws in society? In today's society, there are many flaws that try to hold back or discourage people in poverty. But like organizations such as Greensboro Urban Ministry or like the Salvation Army, they try to encourage them otherwise and especially encourage them to succeed in life. Many people in poverty lack the funds and resources to be able to be educated to move out of poverty. Greensboro Urban Ministry has established funds, resources, and connections to help those in poverty take their first step towards having a home and job. Greensboro Urban Ministry has many housing options, but one of which is the Pathway Center. It's more than a temporary shelter for family, but it's a place to learn new skills, have job training, and also has tutoring for children of all ages. One of the top strategic priorities for Greensboro Urban Ministry is their food programs and making sure that it meets the community's needs. Greensboro Urban Ministry wants to see the city succeed in housing people and giving them better lives, and that shows in their vision statement, which is stable lives for our neighbors. And for me, that vision statement is truly iconic because it shows in not only their statistics, but throughout the community as well, as it has created a rippling effect all the way from Guilford County all the way to Winston-Salem. From nationalhomelessness.org, they believe that the reason behind the growth over the last 20 to 25 years in homelessness is due to the shortage of affordable housing and the rise in poverty. Due to the recession in 2008, many people not only lost their jobs, but their houses as well. There was a 32% jump of foreclosures between April 2008 to April 2009, and the official unemployment rate was 9.4%. During this time, the Housing Coalition estimated that 40% of families were facing eviction due to the foreclosure or were at risk of it. Federal support for low-income housing has fallen 49% from 1980 to 2003, National Low-Income Housing Coalition estimated in 2005. About 200,000 rental housing units are destroyed annually. Renting is one of the most valuable options for low-income people. Since 2000, the incomes of low-income households have declined as rent continues to rise. In 2009, a worker would need to earn $14.97 to afford a one-bedroom apartment and $17.84 to afford a two-bedroom apartment. There has been an increase of 41% from 2000 to 2009 in fair market rent for a two-bedroom unit, according to HUD. In a survey of 24 cities, people remain homeless on average of 7 months, and 87% of cities reported that the length of time people are homeless has increased in recent years. Longer stays in homeless shelters result in less shelter space available for other homeless people who must find shelter elsewhere or live on the streets. In 2007, it was found that average stay in homeless shelters for households with children was 5.7 months. While this number is only slightly smaller for singles and unaccompanied children at 7.4 months. Homelessness results from a set of circumstances that requires each person to choose between food, shelter, and other basic needs. Only a planned effort to ensure jobs that pay a living wage, adequate support for those who cannot work, affordable housing, and access to health care will bring an end to homelessness. So how are we going to step up to actually make this happen? How are we going to bring an end to homelessness in America and all over the world? Who is going to step up?